Yo.
What up, man?
We back.
It's in the booth. It's your boy Messenger.
Canton Jones.
I'm on the tunes.
Bro, Mike.
Yeah, bro, Mike, back in here.
Everything
can
be in
the booth.
And no matter what, you gon' tell the truth. See your time hoppers, you gon' see the fruit. Put the kid tank, gotta pull it from the roof. Get the blessing, get the bag, gotta get the loot.
Oh, amen. Thank you guys for joining us in the booth with Canton Jones and Messenger. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts.
Man, the Pentecostals. That's what
they say. Yeah, they catch the Holy Ghost.
Catch the Holy Ghost.
Like,
did you catch it?
Like a cold.
Yeah.
Like a cold.
No, church today. Yeah, you caught the Holy Ghost. You caught it.
Yeah.
Who threw it?
They asked who threw it.
I know my uncle. No, I'm just catch it.
Sending it down.
Abba. Shout. Yeah.
That's so
bad.
What you call it? Antics.
Yes.
Yeah. If you would like to sponsor or advertise with them, bro. What was that?
I don't know.
Scared everybody, bro. If you like to advertise, sponsor, show this up at inthebooth@gmail.com. That way you can touch bases with us and we can respond
Man,
to
we
your
only got
advertising
one email.
needs.
We got two emails for the same lady asking the same question. We've been doing this show for 3 years. We got two emails from one lady asking the same question about Dominion there
twice.
Man, what in the world? Are y'all?
Oh man,
are y'all out there, man? Where y'all at?
We got more emails.
Yeah,
but
you don't check them.
That's the only one he give us. That's what it is.
I check.
Nah, you send me some email. You send me some stuff.
We get stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get stuff. And we get junk mail too, so you gotta filter through that stuff. Yeah, man, but we got Bro Mike back in the building.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, Miguel.
Why you get, what is it, Miguel?
Michael is Miguel in Spanish.
Oh, that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, Miguel. I thought you were doing the little TikTok video where dude fell off the roof. And he's like, Miguel, you saying that?
No, I ain't seen that.
It was Hispanics working on the roof.
Oh Lord.
And one, you seen that? And one was sliding down. He was like, Miguel. That's how you sound like. I was like, why you making fun of the dude?
Oh no.
He was like, Miguel. Sorry. And the dude was just sliding. He fell off the roof.
Oh man.
My God.
And that's how you were saying it. So I'm like, bro, I thought you make fun of dude on the on the viral video.
Because you're just that rude.
Lord, Miguel, so
Lord,
Miguel.
Lord, don't let me fall off the roof.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Miguel.
Why are you up there anyway? Okay. We'll talk about that later.
What's your name in Spanish?
It is a Spanish name.
Cantar
means they sing. And my mom didn't. She didn't know that when she was naming me that. Cantan is they sing. Canto, a cantatus is a singer.
Yeah, so, Kaiser is a ruler.
Really?
Yeah, your mama didn't know that, huh?
Nah, my granddad named Kaiser.
Yeah, he knew.
My name came out the Bible.
Yeah.
Archangel.
Yeah, angel. That's right.
Hmm. Now my middle name Eric. Yeah, the Spanish name is Enrique.
Enrique.
Yeah, yeah. Eric Ricky.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the Spanish. Yeah.
Makes sense.
My middle name. But yeah, but Kaiser is ruler in German. Like their king is called the Kaiser.
Eric means a mechanic.
No, Eric.
What does that mean? What's the definition?
Where did that come from?
What's the definition of Eric?
I don't know what definition, but I just know what it is in Spanish.
Where do you get mechanic from?
I was like, where did the mechanic come from?
Michael,
all I do is pump gas in my car and feel airtight.
That's because of Craigslist. I think that's where he got that from.
Michael means who is like God. Or just who is like God, like a proclamation. Who is like God? Or one that's
a question mark.
Or one that's like God.
One that's like God.
Who is like God?
So your jump be like, huh? All day. Like a question mark, huh?
Like, what's your name?
Huh? Nobody.
I'm done.
Huh? What's your name? No, nobody.
Yeah. Huh? That's why we're on that song. Yeah. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Why is it that people keep winning that when they be saying Jesus? Huh? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Y'all don't know that's coming soon.
All right, man.
Yes.
Got the post of the day. This was a actually
privilege. The clothing line.
Yeah. And shout out to Letter Jean.
Letter Jean, that's dope.
Yeah.
Come on, Letter
Jean. Shout out to Free Life.
Free Life, Free Life, Free Life, Free Life. Everybody. Rocking the independent.
Okay.
Yeah.
What we got?
Walmart. Shout out to Walmart.
Walmart.
Yeah.
Shout out to Walmart.
Yeah.
Wally World.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So we got a question that went viral. It went viral on Facebook. It went viral on Twitter. It went viral on just about all the social media platforms. And it is a question. And this question even has a poll on it. And so you'll be able to see the poll, what people responded to with their A or B selection.
And A or B selection.
Yeah. Right.
Two songs at the church.
Yeah. Mm. You know your church, but A and B selection.
Oh, Lord.
If presented, this is what it says. Some of y'all already seen this. If presented with the opportunity, would you rather take $100,000 of guaranteed money up front, or would you flip a coin for a possibility of $10 million? Mm-hmm. 79% said take the $100,000 guaranteed, and only 21% said flip a coin.
So which y'all with?
I'm flipping the coin.
$100,000
ain't enough to change my life.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with the $100,000 because
but you can flip.
You can flip the coin and end with nothing, but the other is guaranteed.
Because
I take the $100,000, I make the million.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Might not make 10 million.
Yeah. Know what I'm saying? You that's hit that 10 million. 10 million is life changing money.
That's like a bigger.
You're moving.
Well, yeah, but it's a gamble. It's a 50-50.
But 100,000, it can go so fast.
But this is the thing. If I take $100,000 in my account today, I'm not going to be thinking about the 10 million that I could have lost. But if I take the 10 million and I lose, I'm going to be thinking about that 100,000.
Facts.
That I could have got.
Facts.
But
I think
if it's something that it depends on where you are.
Of people that already got $100,000,
yeah, that's
is
it.
The ones that's saying,
yeah,
let me take the risk. I already got this type of money.
Yeah. Right.
Let me take the risk.
I've had $100,000 in my account before.
Yeah,
so I know that. It like, and when you get it, it don't feel like that much anymore.
Especially when you got to spend it.
Right. Because I'm saying it can go. That's what I say. It can go 100,000. If you buy a car.
So you don't think you can flip that $100,000?
I don't think it's enough to, like, the chance at $10 million.
That's
like life changing money. You're moving somewhere else with $10 million versus taking $100,000. You can't even buy a house with $100,000.
It's in the luck of the draw.
Yeah, it is, but
that's what I'm saying. You're not using that money to buy anything. You're using it to flip to get the $10 million.
Okay,
you're only not for bills or nothing else. You're only using it to invest.
It's still not.
Can you imagine how your heart gonna pause and stop?
If I don't,
if you're flipping the coin, you ain't got neither the $100,000 or the $10 million. So as long as I don't lose, I'm a because that's how my life has been.
It's a gamble.
You know, a gamble. So long as I don't lose, most of the times,
if I don't get nothing, I'm cool with that.
When I lost, you know, like big money, and I talked to some of my friends. One of my friends invested in a bank. He lost $2 million in one day.
Yeah.
So I'm like, God, dog, my little, I lost 20K, 30K on a deal whatever, a potential. Or I felt like, you know, I got, you know, tricked out of this type of money or somebody stole. And I was like, that money. But then to him, it's like
it wasn't that much.
Based off how he moving. I was like, I need to move like that.
That's the $10 million thing that I'm talking about.
$10 million. I want to be the person that's making the bet.
Right. That's where I am.
That if you win, I'm
giving you the coin.
$10 million.
Yeah.
That's who got the money.
If it was a 2 out of 3, I would. Good. But one
two out of three.
One
he
chance.
Said 2 out of 3.
Yeah. Let me flip 3 times.
Let me flip three times.
2 out of 3.
But now, if it's a guaranteed million or a $10 million flip, I'll take the million.
Just $100,000 too.
If the $100,000 not enough.
But it's for nothing though.
It don't really.
But the $100,000 for you ain't even gotta work for it.
Yeah,
just
but
go
yeah,
pick
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, but the,
even
the
flip of the coin is work.
Million.
As long as I don't lose money,
like you don't take money from
me. By losing the flip, then okay. I'm gonna flip for the.
Yeah, I'm feeling me. Not, but if what if it's a million guaranteed versus the flip?
What if you're broke?
A million
guaranteed or the flip? I'll take the million in that case.
Would you still flip?
What if you're broke from the beginning? We talking about people that ain't got no money.
Oh well, then
you take the $100,000.
Yeah.
But if you got constant money. Right. That's coming in. You got situations and circumstances. Then go for the big money.
Yeah.
You know, and so.
And if you got anything near 50 or over grand in the bank, then.
You ain't worried about
the $100,000. You're like, bro, give me a chance to get to the next level. The $100,000 is not the next level. Let me shoot. But like I said,
I flip. If it's
a million guaranteed. Versus the 10 million flip, I'm taking that.
I flip anyway.
I'm taking that flip. I'm taking a million.
I'm a flip. I mean, she know that's the type of person. That, it don't matter. Broke.
Even if it's a million.
If I got broke. If it's a
guaranteed million.
For $1,000.
A guaranteed? I'll take the million.
He's a deal or no deal, dude.
I'm a flip.
I'm going to take the million.
Because I feel like.
Because million is a different level.
I feel like I'm going to win.
Yeah.
I just feel like. I feel like, man, for me to be in this situation, I'm finna win. I'm finna win this money.
No.
I let Lovey play.
I take the million.
Yeah, let Lovey. Boy,
she always Lovey. Win.
Something on that child.
Yeah.
Every time she go in there, put anything in. Anytime there's a draw, a ticket draw, we be at places.
Yep. She wins every time.
It's weird. Every time. I was like, y'all probably need to take her name out because she gonna win. I'm like, no, it's not fair. Ding, 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 ding. She win. Every time. That's been happening since she was a baby.
Yep.
I was like, what in the world is that? You know, but she first token. Like, give them all tokens to go to Chuck E. Cheese or wherever we go. Ding, 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 ding. She walk around with all these tickets.
A million tickets.
Like, I won a thousand tickets.
I played one game and got a million tickets.
You won 1,000 tickets?
Yeah.
That's.
I think... But the guaranteed million is more the investment level that I would definitely take because I know exactly what to do with that. It's two duplexes and two Airbnbs and I ain't got to do nothing.
For the rest of your life.
That's it.
You already know. I love it.
Yeah, like I already, like $100,000 won't do that. I need two duplexes. That's four rents. And then two Airbnbs. You come for the week. That's $1,000. And then the other $500,000, I get to buy the house or buy a, like
yeah, I'm,
a million is that that's I'm good. I don't even need to flip no more.
I could run through a million. Like I ran through a million on Free Life already.
Yeah, but
I need that 10.
The investment
$1 million ain't gonna change me like that.
It bro. Yeah. It'll absolutely buy what I need to buy to
before I did Free Life.
Yeah.
I was in a $1 million house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Free Life. That. Yeah. When you start spending on people.
Yeah.
And when God, you know, it's because the thing about it is, this is what I know about God in my life, at least. Yeah. When you get 100, you're going to ask for 90. Not in tithe and offering, but in moves.
Yeah.
That's so facts. I already know in moves, I've made investments and I made moves and I've gotten it back, praise God, and then some. But he gonna tell you to put that money. So why I need to, if I know doggone $100,000 gonna go away, like to me, I could spend $100,000 on myself. On shoes,
I could spend $100 on a car. Like it don't.
So that
the $100,
but the $10 million, the million.
If it's guaranteed million, I'll take because I know exactly what I'm gonna do with it. I already got a plan. Like it's
and it wouldn't flip for that $10 million.
For if it's $100,000, yes, because $100,000 won't get me what I need. I won't get the two duplexes and the two Airbnb.
I might say I take that 100 stacks.
But
I'm
done.
I'm not saying
you can't flip that 100,000. It's just what I want to flip. I need a million. A million would.
If that the case, I would take the 100,000 and then and bet it for the 10 million.
You might bet on
at
black.
Least 50. I could take 50.
But see, then I go to Vegas point, and just at that point, I feel like I'm losing.
Yeah.
I say if I long as I ain't got to put nothing to mine in, then I ain't losing nothing. Then it's like, what if it's all free money?
Yeah.
And chance money, then let me get the big money.
Right.
But if y'all, but if, now if I feel like I'm gonna lose, yeah. Like what? Well, look, you gotta pay. You gotta pay $1,000 to get into this.
Oh
contest.
Yeah, nah.
Have okay, y'all so ever been a part of that that thing that was going around a couple years ago? You know about it. I know
with the flowers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The I got on there twice.
Yeah, we flowers. Did the flower yeah. thing.
The flower flowers thing. We put money in and you get to the middle.
I never made it to the middle.
Bruh. Yeah.
I was one person
it
was, to, bruh,
it
to the middle.
It always died out before I got, yeah.
Yeah.
You put in $50 or $200 or something and then you put in 50, you get like 250 in the middle. You put in 200, you get like 1,000 once you get to the middle. But yeah, that's pyramid. That's all it is.
I don't remember.
We tried that too.
Every time that got close, it fizzled out.
As long as I don't lose.
Yeah, my wife got something back, but yeah.
I think my sister got paid.
Yeah, she did.
The week before the people disappeared, then that was supposed to.
It always fizzled out.
But
I forgot all about
you talking about real money.
Thanks, Kaiser. Yeah.
But I mean, it's because it ain't enough money. So you start, when we think about big money we lost in the situation, that money right there ain't no money, you know?
What was it?
Just a couple $1,000 or a couple $100 or a couple, you know. You talking about losing when you sitting there like, what the heck, you know? Man, I did a show. I don't want to say where, and I don't want to say because I don't want to tell on nobody. But I did a show.
Mona tell.
And my people gave and my people gave me cash, the cash end of it. I think it was like $2,500 or something like that. But he gave it to me all hundreds. I gave it to my dude who was with me to hold it. He lost it. Well, he say he lost it. But he lost it. I know he lost it. But he lost it. It lost the money. Like, I had to just be like, all right.
Yeah.
That's the type of stuff that happened to me in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still your dude after.
Yeah, still my dude.
Yeah,
I lost that in the flowers, though. $2,000.
Yeah. That's what we invested.
I did a 1,400 one that was supposed to bring back like $8,000.
Correct.
I did two 200 ones. I did like three fifties. Soon as E-Man showed it to me, he came back $200 in like 2 hours. I was like, oh, bet, huh?
Yeah. That didn't happen.
Yeah, by the time I put my chunk in, my chunk got top, it fizzled out. I was like,
Gotti.
Yeah.
What happened to me?
Yeah, so I was like, bro, yeah, never
and
again.
I went to Texan folk.
Yeah.
Tech man turning green.
Yeah.
They fold out the chain.
Chain on block and everything.
Yeah, and then I was getting it all in my Facebook Messenger. Hey, man. I got a way to bless you, you know. Nah, bro, already been there, done that. Yeah. Nah, this one really worked. And it was always the one that really worked, you know. Right. Oh, nah, this one different than the other one. Nah.
Proof of somebody was in good, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Somebody.
If you in. Started it.
Somebody was in.
Oh, you good. It's just the ones that come in on the back end.
Yeah.
It's just giving you money, basically. Yeah, yeah so.
Right.
Yep, I remember.
Power to the flower.
Moving on.
All right, man. Let's get into this. Let's get into this video. The topic of the day. This is a mother puts out a PSA to all women who try to use her son for free food on a first date. So if you can't see this, you're listening on the podcast platforms. It's a lady. She's looking in the camera and she's going off and her son is just standing behind her kind of, you know, amen and whatnot. Everything she's saying. All right.
Right.
You too, because you shouldn't be coming to him to be your daddy. That's not his role. It's a first date. I want y'all to bring that down to level 3. Y'all way on 10 with this foolishness and want to embarrass somebody. My second question is, have you ever been anywhere? Where do you take yourself? Let me see your checkbook registry. Let me log into your bank account and see what you feed yourself on a regular basis. Where do you take yourself for lunch or dinner? That's the next question I want you to answer. And then the third thing about this, come on back over here because I need you to understand what time it is. A real lady is going to be there for the purpose of what it's for. She's not looking for food because she hungry that she can't afford so she can take it to go and get a doggy bag. I'm going to wrap this up to go. Why? You ain't going to have food tomorrow? That's a poverty mindset.
Mm.
So a first date, again, is to get to know the person, correct, to hang out, have fun. Y'all should be laughing and talking. It don't need to be a steakhouse. We don't even know if you work a steak. You might just be worth a piece of bread. So ladies, young ladies, grow up. Get some maturity about yourself. Y'all buying titties, lashes, booties, and everything else. And you want somebody else to feed you. Save your money. Stop buying your body and put it to the side so you can have some food. That's not a man's responsibility. Now, once you dating a man, and once he gets to know you, and y'all vibing, and he want to take you to a nice restaurant, guess what that means? You well deserving of that. He think enough about you to make a reservation. But some of you don't have reservations about your mouth. You talk bad, you disrespectful, you ghetto, you trifling, you don't have an income that substantiates what you want this man to do. You don't reserve being lazy. You full out lazy. You have no reservations on that. But you want, well, you want the men to make a reservation for a restaurant, but you don't reserve what's between your legs. You passing it out like candy.
Oh, oh.
You rated E for everybody.
Oh, my. All righty. All right.
He was like, that was enough.
Yeah. Oh, he been there the whole time. Like, oh, mama, you going off of
Oh, wow.
Yeah, God, but she gave it to
I agree with
all the young ladies.
Everything she's saying. Because, like, the last post that they had was about
Applebee's.
I took my wife to Applebee's
the same day.
Cheesecake Factory. That's the one that everybody's going to like. Yeah. How he gonna take me to Cheesecake Factory? Yeah. And I'm like, how did we even get to this mindset?
Don't worry about it. You'll never go to Cheesecake Factory. Don't even worry about it.
You ain't going to.
I think they're trying to find their worth. And where this guy is gonna take them.
I got a question.
So if you take me into McDonald's, then I must not be full of having like, the kind of worth to me.
I don't know you.
Right.
I really should be taking you nowhere. Or you should be paying your own way wherever we go.
Exactly.
Because we don't know each other yet. Right. If I ask you out, then like the type of quality of chick that you are, if I do take you to someone, then it is what it is at that point. Because here's what the mindset of the girl is. He expects me to sleep with him. So if you expect me to sleep with you,
I may as well get a good meal.
I might as well get me a high-priced meal if you think you're going to get something tonight. That is the mindset.
That's horrible.
The part that mama don't understand, why the girl want him to take him to the steakhouse, because he probably want to get him something that night.
They feel like it's an exchange.
So they're saying,
you cheap.
If you're going to get right, at least I should go somewhere where you got to spend some money.
The wrong one anyway.
Now,
you cheap.
Now, you taking a girl out. She ain't never ate steak. She don't even eat steak. You go to the steakhouse and order some doggone chicken wings or some nuggets. You know what I'm saying?
Would y'all call that modern day prostitution?
Yeah, to me. Yeah. I mean, anytime you exchange sex for any type of. Of type of goods and pleasantries.
Yeah, your sex was worth a $46 plate.
And then
the man,
that part.
And then you dating with no intent to have a relationship or to get married or nothing like that. You just going out. You know he's gonna take you out. The more he woo you, the more he feels like it's the possibility of having sex with you. Now here's the danger about that. The man go and take you to a steakhouse, spend all this money on you, and you don't give him some. Now, the girl is in danger, cause she gonna either get raped or she's in danger or he gonna drop you off somewhere where you don't know where you at. You see how that gets to? Whereas, all right, if you feel like he's supposed to take you out on the first date, to a place, and then you feel like, well, I'm not gonna have sex with you, but I thought this was supposed to be a lovely night. Yeah, well then, why I had to spend so much money on you? So it's a give and take.
It's twofold.
It's a
female
give and take.
Probably would give in to that with the mindset of I want this to continue.
Right. Right, you know. and if I pay for that first, then I got to keep taking it up to. There's no going down.
Yeah,
yeah, and so, but she got to have. If he has the money and she's giving him sex, then that's going to continue. Now, I'm like, if he takes you to an expensive restaurant and you have sex with him on the first day, then what am I to expect? Why should I call you back? Because I don't feel like paying for that no more. Why should a relationship, there is nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So I already got yours, and you already got your money, or you already got your pay for it. So you got your take home tray, your $200 steak that you ain't gonna eat, cause you don't eat steak anyway.
That's the thing, is it's a prop. Like I like what Mom said is, okay, let me see your registry. Let me see what you eat on a regular basis. If you eat Burger King and Wendy's all week. And then now you need a steak on Saturday.
That's what I'm
night.
Saying. They're finding their worth in that meal.
But then that's the other thing, though, young lady. You got to understand that guy wants something in exchange for that expensive plate.
Yeah, more than friendship.
More tonight. Like this got to happen tonight. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't no. Oh, you get to go home and tell your girl that we had a good time and we meet up another time for me to spend another $200, $300, $400 on you for one night. Nah, this got to happen tonight.
That's why you tell them up front, ladies. You say it up front. Look, this is not what's going to happen tonight. You know, we're going out for a good time. And if I need to pay for my meal or if I need to drive, if you feel some type of way and I got to get in my car and go home, then that's what it is.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that.
And you got to understand that he's probably not going to take you to the steakhouse or anywhere expensive.
And be okay with that.
If you tell him that first.
Our first meal was McDonald's.
What were they?
We ordered a number one. Applebee's. And we split it.
And what's the other one?
Applebee's.
Cheesecake.
Yeah. If you tell them that, then you won't be going to Applebee's or Cheesecake. That joker gonna take you to the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Of Wendy's.
Eating the car.
Or something like that. Oh, y'all gonna
eat
in the
car. I didn't have no problem with
nice
that.
Night.
And I had a ball.
And we
went to the movies.
We went to McDonald's. Yeah, it was cool.
That was our first meeting.
Do y'all think that they being taught this?
Yeah, the culture is teaching them that.
And if so, by who?
The cancer culture is the culture of wanting a baller.
It's in the middle.
Wanting you know, somebody to, you know, take care of them. They want to walk in stilettos and all this and want to have a baller and all this. And that becomes the expectation.
In all fairness, it's also with the single mom that's raising them. Not all of them, but the single mom's like, I didn't get this. So we're going to make sure you get all that you can out this man.
That's toxic.
It's toxic, but that's what they're taught.
I believe you got mothers that will tell their daughter, like, don't give them nothing for free. But that's saying something.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a statement. Because
the mama's a hoe.
Used to be.
Yeah. She still is. She's talking like that. Ain't nothing changed.
So, a lot of times people went through traumatic situations where people treated you bad.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you really want the best for your child.
For your child. So, you try to get all you can out of that.
Even though, you know, the intentions are right. The
method
actions are
is
bad.
Wrong.
Yeah, you really, scripture say, save yourself to marriage. Let's just let that be one. All right, if you save yourself to marriage, then if you let it know, look, I know where we going, and I know you about to spend a lot of money on me. Please know that this is not going
right
end in this. And I want my friend to come along with me. We double date so that they could be a safe environment. Like, build it up so that you're not stuck, you know, at the end of the night. And this man is expecting something from you, you know, because all of it is manipulation. When you don't know each other, you're trying to manipulate each other.
Yep.
I'm trying to get this so I could show my girls that I ate here or that that he bought me this. And he trying to say, look, bro, I bagged that chick.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's when the intentions are not in love, and when you're trying not to, you know, you're trying to get what you can get out of a person, a lot of it is lies up front.
Now that the intentions can be in love, and you get a steak on the first date.
Right.
Yeah. Like if I had the money, I'd have took my wife on a steak dinner first. I knew. Yeah. I told people before I got my wife's number, I'm going to marry her.
And you had a relationship with her.
Yeah. I grew up, but I said, I'm going to marry her.
Yeah.
And you got all kind of female. It ain't even about food. Like me and Zilla went to a restaurant one time, and we ordering some chicken wing, egg roll, and a female had told him to come in. So I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, what she want? So he came back laughing, And he was like, she tried to get me to buy her a drink. Like, won't you buy me a drink? It's like,
and have no fear, stranger, no just care.
Yeah, because multiple people, this is her thing. Wow. Sit at the bar and just ask randomly
get your people drink
if you're not with nobody
else.
Guys by themselves, or you know, and definitely
that's
not
even safe for a woman to do.
No, it's
hey,
not.
Buy me a drink.
Yeah, you don't know who
so
you're
getting drinks from everybody.
And then you drunk. You know, like, that's just not safe right. for a woman. That's the stupidest thing you can do.
You ain't got to spend no money on
it. If you get drunk, yeah, you can.
From her perspective, he could be somebody that I do want to sleep with. Also,
if she just work in the room, though,
bruh.
Yeah, she's working the room right, getting free drinks.
Somebody,
that's not safe.
Or I'm finna set this boy up to get robbed.
That's so crazy. I'm so glad I'm married.
Oh my God. And somebody can get robbed. Loose girl come saying stuff to me. Like, I barely speak English.
Me speaking no English.
Like, do you not?
Speaking no English. Speaking English.
Plus, I'm sitting right next to you, so that ain't happening.
I'm talking about back then. Like, I just didn't trust. I didn't trust. And so most of the times, plus my first interaction, I was raised not to give a girl money. No money. That's just how I was raised. Don't give a girl no money. Don't give her nothing. Make women spend money on you. That's how I was raised. It wasn't my daddy. And my sister was like, who told you that? It wasn't daddy, but it was some people around me. When me and Mona started dating and I got close enough to her, and I was like, man, I like this girl. She's different. But let's see how different she is. My test. I sent you to somewhere. I forget where I sent you.
For the seventh time.
I sent you to probably McDonald's. I don't know.
They told the story seven times. Well, still don't know the story.
Yeah, well, she had to spend probably $7, but I gave her a $50 bill. She brought back my change, receipt, everything. And I was like, okay. She
didn't know I was getting tested.
Yeah, because I've done that with other people. And even if they brought back the dollar bills and didn't give me my change and receipts,
they were done.
I don't trust. Nope. I don't trust. You ain't giving me a receipt. You ain't give me my receipt, and you ain't give me my change. That means
31 cents.
That means if you spend a penny you steal a penny from me. You'll spend a dollar from you. You'll steal thousands. You're just showing me where this is going. So don't take a penny from me. I give you everything. Don't take nothing from me. That's my rule. So it's like.
So glad I passed the test.
She gave me my receipt.
Oh, she had a quickening. She said
that right.
Yeah, the quickening. Told was coming.
But that was how I felt like, you know, this is how we're going to figure this out. How she handles money. And so, you know, if you are a young lady that feels like you find your worth in that and how you look and finer things and all of that, you got to, you know, I know this sounds cliche, but you got to find your worth in Jesus. You got to find your self-worth. You got to find out who you are, and you gotta find because a man can say anything to get your stuff.
Yeah. That's it.
It's
pre versus post.
Boy, he will lay it on thick. You're the greatest person that I've ever met. I've been hurt before, and you seem different. Like, bro, you just met me. It's been 30 minutes.
But
it's
right out of you.
You know, and when a person is on that sauce or high, they will say anything.
They'll massage your feet at the bar. Right. They'll do all kind of
but
stuff.
But as soon as the climax happens. Soon as the climax happens.
Soon, yeah, and very soon.
Yes.
And the thing is, a female may think they getting over until you meet somebody that they don't mind paying for it.
Right.
Then you're like, you're not getting over.
Right.
Like they knew they were gonna give you what you wanted so that they could get what they want.
Yeah.
They didn't lose anything. They had that.
They
pre-planned.
Had their experience. Yeah. They wanted to have sex with you, and you wanted a steak sandwich.
They gonna get the steak
sandwich. Oh,
I was like, man. So you
and
gotta
you thinking
say, man,
you got over on them and
you
worth
a steak
so
sandwich.
Say what you want up front.
She said,
and
I don't know
be
if
afraid.
You work bread.
Don't be afraid to walk away. Don't be afraid that he rejects you because you're not going to sleep with him. That's the other thing. You feel like, well, I'm never going to find somebody if I keep myself.
What society do we live in that we got to even have these conversations before we go out?
Yeah. Well, a lot of us, it's come to that. When there's no balance, you know, you want to be raised in a balanced home, but with the perspective of a mom and a dad. You want to give a child a perspective of mom and dad as much as possible so that they can understand the balance of life. A woman's perspective and a man's perspective in a child's life so that they can understand how to grow up. When a child is growing up, when it's one-sided, then they're going to only get daddy's perspective or mom's perspective. They're not going to understand the full perspective of how to do this. So a child, a girl that might grow up and it's just mom, then, you know, if mom never committed to a man, then why was she?
Right.
And the curse keeps going. I put up a post, a curse. It's not bad luck. A curse is bad decisions. And cursed people make the same bad decisions as other cursed people. You know, it's just a series of bad decisions. That's the curse, you know, that you keep making the same bad decisions. And so that's why most of the time when it comes to your medical history, they ask you, did your mom have this? Did your dad have this? Did anybody in your family? Why? Because pretty
much you haven't broken a curse.
Y'all are eating or doing the same thing. Yeah. So it's got what was found in your dad is going to be found in you.
It's a cycle.
Not because it's destined for you to live like that in your bloodline, but it's because y'all making the same decision. Right. Y'all live in the same environment. So you're going to have what he had. And so a curse has to be broken simply by making different decisions.
Right.
And so you know, you don't have to live on the curse. You don't have to sleep around to get a meal. You know, you don't have to sleep around to end up in the skybox at a basketball or football game to have the finer things of life. You know, a lot of people feel like, boy, this butt will get me anything I want. I'm
temporarily.
Temporarily, because you can't keep it.
Yeah, because you can't keep it now.
Yeah.
And the ones that do it the right way get it for life.
Yeah.
Right.
It's which route you gonna take. You want a quick run through, or do you want longevity? Which one are you going for? But the thing I'm gonna say about this video, I agree with everything Mom said. I think she was spot on. I think she nailed it. The only question I have is, where's his daddy?
That's the question I have too.
Where's this boy's daddy? Where's he at?
And daddy might be in his life.
Yeah, but daddy
might be holding the camera.
He might be. But yeah, right. but just in the video, I want to see Pops doing either do it together with mama or he do some, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you just see a mama in his boy, it's a different picture than seeing a father there giving him this game from a male perspective. Son, don't let females, you know, just run over you like that.
Yeah.
You know,
mom gives the
she's doing what she can do.
Because a mom,
she goes to be from a woman's perspective,
right? And
she's giving them the game.
Because dad would have probably said, you know, what happened after you bought the meal?
Yeah, you know, certain fathers. Yeah,
you know, they'll just want to know. Yeah. I mean, I would want to know. You done spent the money. The night is over. Tell me what happened. You might as well. All right. So you got you something. Okay. Or you didn't. All right. Well, you got used. All right. She used you. She did use you. Blah, 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 blah. And I would tell him the truth about it. I would give him the scriptures. I would let him know what God's perspective. I would let him know the times I messed up. You know, I would also tell him that I never spent. No, I'm just, but I would tell him the truth. That's why women. I probably only.
Well, I'm giving all 90s hip hop. Boy, you can't turn a hole into a housewife. I go to
never
all
trust
the hip hop bangers of the 90s.
Boy. Never touch a big butt. Yeah.
I would just tell the truth. But that's why for me, man, I probably that Mona's the only one to deal with is somebody like me because of just how I think, and I'm blessed. You know, and I think everybody should be saying that about somebody. I'm a person that didn't let my guard down for no woman except one, you know, because I ain't trust nobody because the experiences I had. So you know, when you start to really get serious about what you want to do in life, how you want to protect your body, what you want to do towards God, and all of this is a God perspective. If you don't have a relationship with God, then you're probably going to do what everybody else is doing. Mm. You know, you're going to end up, you know, taking them morning after pills and doing all that type of stuff and just living that life. If you want to live a different life, you gotta then why don't you try to do something different?
Yeah.
First one is try Jesus, you know, and when you try Jesus, you'll get a different way of handling your body. You'll realize, man, that you'll start to enjoy people just for their time.
Yep.
And not needing to go anywhere to eat.
Right.
Like the prestige doesn't even matter. Who's in the room doesn't even matter. You start to enjoy somebody just
company. Just the company.
Just the company of them.
But the good thing is that she's involved in the, you know, the growth of the relationship with the, you know, with your children. I think when your children become teenagers and they start to date, you know, steer them.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't just let them figure it out. Don't just be like, you know.
I feel like you need to talk about it early while they're a child.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And, you know, I ask yes from time to time. You got your little girlfriend? Yeah. Or he'll tell me, yeah. Or you got a girlfriend? No, not this time. I got a friend.
Not this time?
You know, I mean, yes.
Girlfriends last yes, like a week.
Since he was 5 years old, you know? And so you ask them and you try to steer them in the right way. You know, make sure you treat a person like this, do like this, whatever.
Yeah. You can't tell my girlfriend that he ain't never met some girl in there. Like, nope.
Never met.
Nope. Nope.
To get catfished by.
Yeah, nope. Nope. You ain't got no girlfriend.
15-year-old.
Yeah, nope. Nope.
Sumo wrestle. No.
But Dala got a person of interest now that, you know, we just going through, you know, the process.
They're going to be mean? Are you going to be that staring?
No,
I
thought I was.
That Joe's going to sit, yeah, sit, I sit I was. In the living room. With yeah. a, and you yeah. come around and say, look, bro, these are her uncles. Because I can play that role with you, bro. Oh, and I'd be crazy. Like, that's
you'd be laughing too hard. CJ. I think y'all would end up laughing too hard.
CJ over there.
No.
I come in there like, like, bro, don't mess with my niece.
Come in there like Freddy. Like,
there y'all go. See? Don't mess and Nyla be like, never.
Like Freddy.
That joker, that crazy. Look at it.
Yeah.
Man, go get that man.
Get that man out.
But yeah, I thought it was. But to this point, there are no red flags. He's respectable. He came to us. We went for KK birthday. We took him to the trampoline thing. He came and offered to give us gas money, all that. So, you know, I'm watching. Mm-hmm. But just. Ain't a red flag. Family guy, respect the family.
He got both parents?
He got two parents. I don't know if they live together, but okay. He got a mom and daddy. And then my daughter was like, yeah, you have to go through my dad. And he was like, I'm willing to do that.
Awesome.
I was like, that what I want to hear.
Awesome, cause
and that would put my guard down.
A lot like, okay, of Mar- you,
yeah,
they
you know what I'm saying. When
it,
not, if he would have been trying to duck me, that one I got. Right. You know what I'm saying. But when he say that, okay,
yeah,
boom. That's what I want to hear.
Uh-huh.
When I so man, there's no red flag.
Man, you supposed to go in there and say, boy,
did you do that?
Do you know me?
Did you do that?
Nope.
No, nope. So hush. Stop talking trash.
That just gonna come tickle Kaiser. He gonna be laughing.
Whatever.
He gonna tickle Kaiser. Mr. Evan, I got one for you. He gonna be laughing. Yeah. Bro, you about to be strong, bro.
Yeah. And
be strong. That's your own.
I'm looking
girl.
For red flags, bro. I fight against the red flags. Everything came together. Everything is a
goal. Won't be no red flags.
That's the interview. That's the declaration. Hey, man, like and share, people.
My man.
Like and share.
We
still 5 stars, baby. We still 5 stars. Give us 5 stars wherever you listen, man. And we will see y'all.
Yeah. But Mike, we're going to... know, to the Mexican restaurant upstairs.
That would be.
Yeah, Miguel.
Miguel. See y'all.
But it was falling off the roof. Miguel.